take the name of Jesus with you as a shield from every snare. And when temptations round you gather, just breathe that holy name in prayer. Oh, precious name, oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven.
Let us bow our heads and hum it to him. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. How wonderful to hear your word, Lord. Truly, there's great things in store for us. We believe it with all of our heart, because we are the lovers of that word, as he said. There'd be a certain group of people. It isn't for everybody, but there's a certain group of people, and we're that certain group of people. He said there is coming that great prophet. He said he'll have a church. We are that church. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we love you tonight with all of our heart, Lord. We thank you for this great revelation that you've given to us, Lord. That you sent that mighty angel to us, Lord, in this end time, Lord. Your great seventh angel messenger. In the days of that voice, Lord, that voice is everything to us, Lord. And to reveal these hidden mysteries, Lord, that have been hidden since the foundation of the world. Lord, what a privileged people that we are, Lord. Father, truly we believe there's great things in store for us, Lord. And Father, we're looking forward to it, Lord, to spend that time with you, Lord, meditating upon your word, thinking about it, Lord, reading it, fellowshipping with it, Lord. Truly, Lord, we were double blessed tonight, for we not only read the word, but we heard it, Lord. So we got a double blessing tonight, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that you'll let that revelation go deep in our heart, Lord, like it never has before. We thank you, Lord, for we can see our names written on the Lamb's Book of Life, Lord Jesus. It was written there before the foundation of the world, Lord. And now you're revealing it to us, Lord, that we know exactly who that we are, Lord Jesus, and the time that we're living in, Lord. Father, we just want to invite you to be with us, Lord. Father, keep us in the center of your perfect will, Lord. Whatever we have need of, Lord, may you give it to us, Lord. Father, we want to ask that you'll be with us in the continuing of this service tonight, Lord, as we come together at this Lord's table, Lord. That, Father, we know it's more than communion, because we commune with you every day, every minute of every hour, Lord. That, Father, we are able to speak to you and you're right there with us, Lord. But, Father, as we gather here at this communion table tonight, that, Lord, we just pray that our minds will go back to Calvary, Lord. And, Father, may we see that great sacrifice that, Lord, that you give to us, Lord, that you become us, that we could become you. And, Lord, as you spoke tonight through your prophet and made it so clear, it's not Father, it's not Son, it's not Holy Spirit, it's the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. You became flesh and dwelled among us, Lord. And Father, you're still in flesh among us, Lord Jesus, because you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Bless and be with us, Lord. Father, forgive us of all of our sins and our shortcomings, Lord. Father, we fail you daily so much, and we're so unworthy. Satan just beats us up on every hand because he knows, Lord, he's at the end. He knows that that revelation has been brought to light, and there's a church, there's a bride, Lord, that you've chosen, Lord, and you're coming again for that bride, and his time is at hand. Our time is at hand, Lord, that, Father, you're coming for us, and we're here, Lord, to make ourselves ready. We thank you, Lord, that you loved us enough to do all these things for us, Lord. We we could never express it, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy, your grace. We ask it all in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Oh, he careth for you. He careth for you. Through sunshine or shadow, he careth for you.
That precious.
Oh, he careth for you. Oh, he careth for you. And through sunshine or shadow, he careth for me.
Brothers, let's sing it to the sisters.
He careth for you.
To him softly. Privilege it is for me to be able to turn the service back to Brother Branham.
Let's sing it again.
He careth for you. He careth for you. Through sunshine or shadow,
beautiful. sing it again while they're quieting it. Just close your eyes. Father, we're so glad that we found that true. In our darkest hours or through the sunshine, He never leaves nor forsakes. We're so happy for that, that we have our confidences built up on nothing less than Jesus' blood with righteousness. We trust, Lord, not in the fame of this world. We dare not trust the sweetest frame. But wholly lean on Jesus' name. How we thank Thee, Father. Now, we are just about to participate in one of the very few natural articles that You left us. One of them was baptism. The other was communion. Next was feet washing. Oh God, we just enter in solemnly, knowing that this lamb is a Passover lamb. The great wilderness journey lay just ahead of the children. The blood must first be put on the lintel of the door before the Paschal lamb could be taken. God, examine our hearts now. Is the blood there, Lord? If it's not, we pray that You'll apply it just now. Taking away our sins and covering them, and they'll be divorced from us, Lord, the sins of this world, that we might be holy and presentable to our Father now as we come to take the body and the shed blood of our Lamb, God's Son, our Savior. Examine our hearts as we read, Father, and then make us Thine own. For we asked it in the name of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the book of Corinthians, the 11th chapter, I wish to read a few verses. Beginning with the 23rd verse, I read this. It's Paul speaking to the Corinthian church. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had gave thanks, He brake it, and said, Take and eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. At the same manner also He took the cup. And when He had supped, After the same manner He also took the cup. And when He had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in My blood. This do in remembrance, as oft as you drink this in remembrance of Me. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew forth the Lord's death till He come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. So let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick and weakly among you, many sleep. For if we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for the other. If any man hungry, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation, and the rest I will set in order when I come. As I think of this, the most solemn time, it's also written that when this communion was first given out, and feet washing, which we have to omit tonight because we have no water. The waters are all cut off, and we didn't even have the restroom facilities tonight because they just had to splice it together the best they could for us to have this service tonight. But we will do as they did, said, I believe Luke stated, as they sang a hymn and went out. But do you know what this represents? Do you know at the beginning when this order was first made in Israel, down in Egypt, they were on the road to the promised land. And that's what we feel like tonight, that we're on the road to the promised land. And the journey lays ahead of us. And they had a token that when the death angel came by, that there must be blood on the door, or the elder son or the elder child died in the home. The thought was, and the real meaning was, first to apply the blood. Do you notice how Paul placed it here? If any eat unworthily, he eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body, which means the same thing, that death, spiritual death, rests upon the person that would partake of the Lord's Supper unworthily. That would be out drinking and carrying on and living like the world and come to the Lord's table. We shouldn't do that. Now, let us cleanse our hearts and cleanse our hands from and our minds from evil thinking, that we might come to the Lord's table reverently and holy, as we know that we're connecting ourselves with our sacrifice, Christ Jesus, who is our only salvation. And now tonight, the way we do this is, one of the elders stand here, Brother Zabel, and I think Brother Zabel tonight, if you'd call from the platform first, so these people can come from the platform and form your first line here, if you will. Now, Brother Zabel will direct you in a few moments as soon as we make the blessing upon the communion. This kosher bread is made by Christians. It's unleavened bread. And if you'll notice it, when you place it in your mouth, it's very rugged to be bitter. It's wrinkled and broken, mingled. That means the broken, mangled body of our Lord Jesus. Oh, when I even think of it, my heart seems to skip a beat.
Hallelujah.
When I think that he was mingled and bruised and Hallelujah. Smitten, the innocent Son of God. Do you know why he did that? Because I was guilty. And he become me a sinner, that I, by his sacrifice, might become likened unto him, a Son of God. What a sacrifice. Let us bow our heads. Most holy God, thou hold in this little metal charger tonight, this bread that represents the broken, mingled, bruised, smitten body of our Lord, or that prophet cried out, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was up on him, and with his stripes we were healed. Oh, how we remember that, Lord. I tie myself to that sacrifice tonight, and this audience likewise, Lord, to the sacrifice. May we remember our Lord, his death and his scourging and all that he went through for us as we take this bread into our mouths. God, we're an unworthy people. We're not fit for such a holy thing. So let thy holiness, Lord, thy presence and thy blood cleanse our hearts. And as we receive it, may we purpose in our minds to constantly serve him day and night, all the days of our life. Now sanctify this bread for its intended use
We ask in Jesus' name, amen. I hold this in my hands as about 33 years of service I have served my Lord, and I'm ashamed of myself. But I think, what would I do if I had 2 literal drops of His blood holding in my hand tonight? What would I do with it? But you know, I've had in my hands tonight, in His sight, greater. It's the purchase of His blood, His church. So when I hold this to the juice of these grapes, I think of that. He said, I will drink the more of the fruit of the vine till I drink it with you anew in my Father's kingdom. Then notice, after the war of sin is over, the first thing we do when we strike the other side is take the communion. The Lord's Supper. Let us bow our heads now while we bless this wine. Our Heavenly Father, when I think as I hold this wine here that represents the blood of Jesus, how that through that flowing blood my sins are gone. They're put in the sea of forgetfulness and to be remembered no more. Hallelujah. And with this blood, a dying boy one day laid down in a hospital, and you saved me. Oh, God, how I thank Thee, Lord. And then give me the charge by the Holy Spirit to lead the people to Calvary and show them the way home. Thank you, Father. And now sanctify this wine for its intended use. And may every person that partakes of this sacrament tonight receive spiritual and physical strength for the journey that lays ahead. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
That remains will be burnt before the dawn of a new day. Could we all stand? Let's just bow our heads and thank the Lord for once again for a wonderful time to come around the Lord's table. How truly proud He has to be of His bride. And by His grace, one day we'll take that communion with Him over there. We're all looking forward to that day, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your broken body. Thank you for your shed blood. Thanking you for healing us. Thanking you for giving us of our sins and our trespasses. We love you, Lord. Thank you for your word that you give us tonight, the revelation that you give us to accept it, Lord. We love you. I'd like to ask our brother George Yara from Paraguay if he would come up and dismiss us tonight from the service.
Dear Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for this opportunity we have to have this wonderful service. We receive your words, Lord, the revelation through our prophet, and we are so happy to be here to share with our brothers and sisters this wonderful time we have, because one of these days we will be together sharing a wonderful time, remembering what we have here, the suffering, all what we have done to be with you, Lord. May we continue serving you, Lord. Give us strength and put in our hearts the decision to serve you this year even better, and to be with our brothers and sisters who are suffering and who needs our help. Let us be humble and to receive and be obedient to your words, my Lord. Thank you for this great opportunity we have to share with our brothers and sisters. Here's the revelations we follow and we believe with all our hearts. Thank you. Let us be at home sharing these words in our hearts with our children and with our brothers and sisters. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for all your love and bless. Amen.
Be with you till we meet again. Need his wings securely hide you. Daily manna still provide you. God be with you till we meet again.
Sweet Holy Spirit be with you until we meet again. Remember, he promised he would never leave you, he would never forsake you, he'll always be right there by your side. What a comfort it is for the bride to know. Speak the word. God bless you. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord Jesus. God be with you.